It's President's Week, and today's feature focuses on a graduate of Stanford who used his engineering degree to travel the world. He's today's president on this special edition of the American Countryside.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
By age 11, both of Herbert Hoover's parents had passed away, and he was sent to Oregon to live with relatives there. He got an engineering degree from Stanford and began to travel the world.
He was in Australia, China, really traveled around the globe many times. He had married Lou Henry Hoover before going to China, and she traveled with him.
Carol Cohen says when World War I began, Hoover was with an engineering firm in England. He was asked to help coordinate relief efforts for those affected by the war. Soon the engineer was being recognized for his humanitarian efforts.
During World War I, he became the person who was in charge of heading up the campaign to feed the starving people in Europe. So I'm sure having that experience traveling around, he was empathetic.
When the U.S. entered the war, President Woodrow Wilson asked Hoover to sail back to the U.S. and become the National Food Administrator. In that position, he fed and clothed over 200 million people.
He was well known throughout the world. It was his humanitarianism that probably brought him to the presidency because he was so well known. And throughout the world, he is revered so much more than he is in this country. I mean, they just remember what he did for them.
His work led him to become well known in the Republican Party. And in 1928, he was nominated and elected president of the United States. But he served but a year before the stock market crash of 1929 ushered in the Great Depression.
He certainly didn't cause the Depression. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. People say that he didn't do enough. His belief was that people help people. It's not the government's job to help the people, that there should be some other way rather than the government dole.
While Hoover's legacy is often attached to the Great Depression, his humanitarian efforts helped millions who were in need. Traveling the countryside in West Branch, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.